This is Jimmy Holbrook with WZQZ. Good Sunday afternoon. I've got our newsman, Ben Gross, on the line with me this afternoon. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing good, Jimmy.
Well, you know what's on everyone's mind when you hear the word snow in northwest Georgia, everybody begins to get excited. What are you thinking about what we might see?
Well, this is this accountant's opinion of the weather, but Jimmy, earlier in the week, everybody's been watching this for about a week, and Glenn Burns of Channel 2, he was kind of one of the first ones to start talking about it, but a lot of times you'll see stuff that'll be 6-7 days out, and then it's gone 2-3 days later. This one's kind of stuck around all week, and then really in the last 24 hours, it started. You started seeing all the models come together, and all of them are showing something happening. Kind of anything from flurries to 2 inches. You know, that's good. There's one or two outliers that are a little bit higher, but kind of the consensus is that something's going to happen tonight. It's going to be light, but I think the probabilities have gone up that something is going to happen tonight around like in a 2 to 6 or 7 a.m. time frame.
Right. And of course, just a few minutes ago, the National Weather Service did update the winter weather advisory to extend to the southeast of us. So it's taking in Floyd and Polk counties now, where it was just Chattooga, Walker, Dayton, Catoosa. But it does. Go ahead.
That was one of the things the models have done over the last 12 hours or so, is they've kind of pushed the system more to the southeast, and that's brought more people into play to the south of us, obviously. But it's going to be something interesting to watch. I think, Jimmy, those people like in the higher elevations, now it is kind of possible to see over an inch of accumulation up there, you know, 2,
right,
maybe even 3, if you get up in Cloudland, Mentone up in there.
Right. But you're going to pretty much have to be above 1,500 feet to begin to see that kind of.
That's correct. I think down here in the valley, dusting is probably a pretty good forecast.
And the other thing that we need to point out, too, is it's been 78, 76 degrees for 2 or 3 days. So the ground is very warm. It's very wet out there. Anything we get is probably not going to stay, except maybe just on grassy areas.
Yeah, Jimmy, I put it on my Facebook post this morning. This is not a milk and bread snow. This is probably something that's just pretty to look at, and it'll be gone. Jimmy, as everybody's talked about, the weather pattern is changing next week. It's going to turn colder, and I know towards the end of the week there's another system to watch. But, by Tuesday that thing could be completely gone. But there's definitely a pattern change coming up. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we know that if you don't like the weather in the south, just stick around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 70s and tornadoes one day, and winter weather advisories the next.
All right, Ben. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Keep it right here on Real Country WZQZ. We'll keep you up to date with the latest from the National Weather Service and Channel 12 meteorologist Patrick Corr. Keep listening to your hometown radio station, Real Country WZQZ.